Meanwhile, the company's best scarer, a huge, hairy, blue-spotted monster named James P. Sullivan, or Sully, for short, was walking to work with his friend, Mike Wazowski. Mike was a little green ball of a monster with one enormous eye. Mike wanted to drive his new car, but Sully disagreed.
Mikey, there's a scream shortage.
You see, monsters captured the screams of children and used them to power their world. But kids weren't as easy to scare as they used to be. Mike and Sully arrived at the factory for work. It was a big day for Sully because he was about to break the all-time scare record. They crossed the lobby to the receptionist, Celia, who was also Mike's girlfriend.
Oh, schmoopsie-poo.
Googly bear.
It was Celia's birthday, and Mike was taking her to a fancy sushi restaurant that night to celebrate.
I will see you at quitting time and not a minute later.
Okay, sweetheart.
Sully and Mike crossed to their workstation on the scare floor, the busy room where all the scaring in the factory took place. Mike slipped a card key into a slot, and a door emerged from a huge overhead vault and dropped into place in front of them. At the next station, a lizard-like monster named Randall made his preparations. Randall was the company's second-best scarer, but he was determined to take the lead. Sully waved to him.
Hey, may the best monster win.
I plan to.